In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. There are some questions today, brothers and sisters, in the Gospel and in the Epistle. Now, I've told you many times, it's very important. When you hear questions in the Scripture, answer them. They're not rhetorical questions. You know, in school, when there was some proof or something in a math book, and then it would say, the exercise is left to the reader. Nobody ever did it, right? We didn't want to do those things. These are things you must do. You must answer the questions, because the questions are directed to you. Scripture is for everyone. It is directed towards everyone. It is the same message, but sometimes it is meant to communicate something different to each one of us. So we must answer these questions. The Gospel has one. What have we to do with thee, Jesus, Son of God? That is what the demons that were in the man ask Jesus. And then there is the question in the epistle that's given for the royal martyrs today. If God be with us, whom shall be against us? And also, more importantly, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? These are not rhetorical questions. These are questions that you must answer. And the way you answer these questions is in the living of your life, and understanding comes to you through God filling you, through the Holy Spirit enlightening you, and in the reading of Scripture and meditating on it for the purpose of your salvation. So these are important questions to answer. And it is, I think, quite interesting that these questions come together on the same day. Because we see in the Gergesenes, the people of the Gergesenes completely denied Christ. They wanted him to leave their precinct. Why? Because they had no love for him. They had love for their carnal way of life. They were afraid of him, but they did not love him. And so he left. And then we see the question, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? And after that question, St. Paul goes on to say, all of these things that cannot separate us from the love of Christ, shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or the sword? And of course the answer is, no. None of these things could separate us from the love of Christ. And then he goes on to say, I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. But do we have this question? What have we to do with thee, O Jesus, Son of God? And here we see, if we put these two questions together, what shall separate us from the love of Christ? And what shall we do with thee, Jesus, Son of God? We see the answer to what can separate us from the love of Christ. Ourselves. Look what the Gergesenes people did. They saw a great miracle in their midst. They were delivered from their unclean habit of commerce with pigs. They were Jews. They should not have been raising pigs. Where there is uncleanness in one area, there must have been uncleanness in many other areas too. And the Lord only pointed out one of them to them. If they had been like the people in the land of Samaria, the compatriots of St. Fotini, the woman at the well, they would have come to him and they would have said, teach us. What are we doing wrong? Help us. They would have been chastened by him, causing all of their pigs to die. And they would have realized that they had been sinning grievously, not only by raising pigs, but also by not loving the one who had been possessed by the demons, not caring for him. But they didn't do that, did they? Instead, they asked him to leave. That question, what have we to do with thee, O Jesus, Son of God? was asked of them when their pigs died, and they answered the question, "Leave us." And he did. That question is asked of every one of us, every day. That is the thing about Scripture. It tells a story about a particular event, in this case, about the demoniac in the land of the Gergesenes, and how the demons went into the pigs and the pigs were drowned and the people came out in an uproar and asked Jesus to leave, and he did. That's just a historical event that occurred. And yet, the things that happen in these events are eternal. They have a bearing on each one of us. Because this question was asked by demons, and it was asked to men. And both of them answered without love for God, with hatred and with fear. This question is asked to us too. We must react to this question by saying, "We will do anything we can to follow Thee." Which means we pray, we fast, we struggle for perfection. Because that's what life is about. It's not about stating what you believe. It's about doing what you believe. It's about living according to it. It's about knowing that now is temporary and everything is going away. Every single stick of wood is going away. The only thing that's going to last is who you are, who you become. And you have to answer this question every day. Because every day you are presented with it. In a myriad of ways. Are you going to sin or not sin? Are you going to pray or be lazy? Are you going to love a person or hate them? Oh, I suppose maybe not hate. Huh? We don't want to be so graphic about our sins, do we? Instead of saying hate, let's just say, maybe you say you don't like them. Or maybe you say slanders about them. Or maybe when you hear their name, you kind of feel yicky about them. It's the same thing. The Lord says to love all men. So when we don't love, we are hating. But the question is asked when you're presented with a person you don't like, or with an obedience you don't want to do, or with a temptation that you want to give into. What have we to do with thee, Jesus, Son of David, Son of God? The question is asked all the time. And if you couple it with today's epistle for the martyrs, then you know that how you answer this question is the only thing that can separate you from the love of Christ. Nothing else can. We have lots of stories of saints who had incredible tortures. There was one I just told you about recently. The martyr Hyacinth, 12 years old. And he was in the retinue of the king and the emperor, and he had a court appointment. And there was a big to-do with sacrifice of idols. He went into his chamber and he prayed secretly, or so he thought, about this, because it grieved him how so many people were going to blind idols and being guided by blind things. Well, he was heard, and he was outed to the emperor, and he was tortured grievously. 12 years old. And he never recanted that he was a Christian. And then he died as a martyr. 12-year-old martyr. Nothing could keep him from the love of Christ. Because he loved Christ. Because he answered this question, "What have we to do with thee, O Jesus, Son of God?" One time the answer to the question meant, "I'm going to pray for the emperor and for those that I serve because they are blinded by their belief in evil." Another time the answer to this question was, "I will endure and Christ will help me even though the tortures are terrible." It is the same for us. This question is asked all the time. Everything you do is a choice. The martyr Hyacinth did not become holy all at once. He chose to love God. He chose to pray in secret, even though he had a secular job working for a secular king. He was a man of faith. And because of that faith, when there was a cataclysmic event in his life, such as torture, he was able to endure. We don't have such cataclysmic events so often. We have smaller things that we give into. We deny the Lord for a bowl of lentils because of the political age that we're in and how things are redefined, and we go along with that redefinition and get swept along by the tide because we don't realize that every time we are presented with a moral situation, with a predicament, should we do this or do that? Say this or say that? Believe this or believe that? We are answering a question. Do we love the Lord or not? It's always about that. It's as simple as that. And we need to see it that way. And if we always strive to answer the Lord, "Yea, Lord, I want to follow Thee." If we're like Samuel, one of my favorite parts of Scripture, where he calls out and he says, "Here am I." That's how we should be. "Here am I. I will do Thy bidding because I'm a slave of righteousness and free regarding sin." We spoke about that not long ago also. So brothers and sisters, remember this question. It's very important. Your life is defined by how you answer this question. And if you do not hear this question every day, then you're not listening. Listen more carefully. It's always there. And if you are answering it to the best of your abilities, perhaps sometimes being weak, other times being strong, but always with effort, then the Lord will give you this great hope. And He will show you that nothing will separate you from His love. That when the time comes, whatever it is, whether it be something like torture or maybe just keeping your job if you give in to an immoral declaration your boss wants you to sign, or whatever it is, you will be ready. God will not let you fall. It says in another place, right, that there is no temptation that is too much for us. But that is only if we are pursuing perfection. If you're not, then you will fall often and hard. At the beginning of this epistle, before St. Paul asks these important questions, he says, "We know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose." So all things do work together for good if you are following God, if you are answering these questions that are in the Scripture. Now, I'm not trying to tell you that you have to somehow remember this question every moment that something comes up in your life. But it will be something that will be in your heart. And you will always know what you should do if you know what your purpose is. Your purpose is eternal life, is perfection in Christ. May God help us to attain it by always answering this question: "What have we to do with Thee, O Jesus, Thou Son of God?" May God bless you and help you in all things.